share chapter 4. Now, chapter 4 is a, the whole message, it seems quite dark in a sense, it's quite clouded.
这个整章第四章好像看起来很黑暗。
But at the same time, here God give us important messages about our believers.
但是神在这里对我们信神的人有一个很重要的信息。
Why such a dark cloud of the judgments upon the close to the, these people?
为什么有这样黑暗的 惩罚在这个神的神明中呢?
Because they do not renew their minds.
因为他们的心思没有 更新。
Because chapter 4, verse 4, here God mentioned about the main problem is the circumcise yourself to the Lord and remove the foreskin of your heart, which is that these people do not truly circumcise their heart.
在第四章第四节这里讲出他们的 最大的问题 就是 人民他们没有 没有自行割礼 没有将心里的污秽给除掉。
And throughout the Bible, circumcision is a very important part of the role of Israelites and also the Christian for us.
在整个圣经来讲, 对以色列人民割礼是很重要的, 那同时对我们现今基督徒, 这也是一个很重要的道理。
Since Israelites, they established this covenant, the Abraham established covenant with God.
当亚伯拉罕跟神立了约,
And we know Genesis chapter 17, God initiated this, established the covenant of this circumcision.
我们知道神他自己主动的跟亚伯拉罕在 创世纪 17章立了一个约。
And God mentioned about all the males, his descendants of Abraham have to circumcise them.
神跟亚伯拉罕说他的子孙每一个男子都要受割礼。
Circumcision is the one to be the establishing of the covenant with God so they can be with God, connecting with God.
他们男子受割礼就是这个方法来跟神有连接，有保持这个约。
Israelites, the main reason why they have to facing of the judgment because their heart is not circumcised.
所以以色列人民为什么要面对这个审判，因为他们心中没有受割礼。
Yeah, that's what the Jeremiah chapter 9, God mentioned that.
这也在, 耶利米书第九章,
so all the nation is under the judgment of God. At the same time, Israelites also.
整个, 所有的国家都在神的审判之下, 但是以色列人民也是这样。
So Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 26, God says,
在耶利米书第九章二十六节, 神这样说,
All the nations are uncircumcised, all the house of Israel are uncircumcised of a heart, it says.
在这里说, 这些人民和一切住在旷野地, 周围头发的, 因为列国人都没有受割礼, 以色列人的心中也没有受割礼。
I think at the beginning, the circumcision is very important for Israelites that they are very solemnly doing this circumcision. They feel that they feel the God and fearing of God while they do the circumcision.
我相信以色列人民在开始的时候，他们是因为有惧怕神的心而一直保持这个割礼的。But
eventually, these people circumcision is considered as a ritual, and also for their just a ritual as a surface of their doing things as it is.
但是经过长久的时间，他们人民就
They know it is importance of their life of circumcision.
他们知道, 割礼的重要性,
but as a ritual, treated as it is, just only the surface.
但是他们不是只是把它看作一个仪式而已。
It's not really into their life the fearing of God with the circumcision for the following after this as their out of their heart.
他们渐渐心中不再像以前那样子的敬畏神了。
Actually, the Deuteronomy also the Moses mentioned about the circumcision.
其实，摩西在生命记也提说过。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记的第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记第十章。
From verse 12.
十二节。
Verse from 12 to 16.
十二到十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 from verse 12 to 16.
生命记第十章十二节到十六节。
And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you, but to fear the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And 13.
13.
And to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I'm commanding you today for your good. Verse 14.Behold, to the Lord your God belong the heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. 15. Yet on your father did the Lord set his affection to love them, and he chose their descendant after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. 16.
16.
Circumcise then your heart and stiffen your neck no more.So the also because Moses bring these messages, emphasize the importance about their faith, the true faith, and their attitude to God.
摩西在这里提说，人民他们真正的信仰是他们的心理的态度。
Circumcision is not only just a physical circumcision, but Moses emphasize of the circumcision within the fearing of God and keep the commandment of God.
因为受割礼不是只是肉体上一个形式，而是他们要真正的敬畏神。
But the people eventually they doing this circumcision and understands, this circumcision is important. Yet it cannot connect. It doesn't connect with their life.
他们虽然知道割礼的重要性，但是他们却他们的生活却一点没有改变。
And nowadays, it's also the same thing because with Christian life, we can ask ourselves what kind of Christian life we have to live.
所以我们如今也要问自己，我们是应当过何等的生活。
Christian life, another way, we can say keep the commandment of God.
做一个基督徒，我们应当要守十诫。
Christian life is a fearing of God.
能够做一个基督徒，就是要敬畏神。
Sometimes we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. It seems like the ritual itself is for secure for the salvation.
我们接受了洗礼，好像就是行了这个仪式，能够保障我们的永生。
And then we kneel down, pray, then just speaking tongue itself. Once we have a speaking tongue, then it is a guarantee of salvation. We think.
然后我们跪下祷告，能够说灵言。我们觉得哇，我们就跟永生有份了。
So many of the we sometimes we believing as a Christian mind, the salvation is simple. We baptize the moment itself, and also we speaking tongue itself.
有的时候我们太单纯，以为做一个基督徒就是只要洗礼和得圣灵，就是光是这样而已。
We do not connect our life as a life, applying our life to be our heart.
我们没有真正的用心把整个我们的生命都放在里面。
No, we know we become a Christian that we have to put God first in our life.
我们知道做一个基督徒，我们神一定是我们生命的优先。
But eventually fade away this kind of desire.
但是常常我们心中这种的热忱会冷却掉。
So the Paul mentioned about this about concept of true circumcision.
保罗就提到这个真正割礼的意义。
Listen to Romans chapter 2.
我们看一下罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Verse from 25 to 29.
二十五到二十九节。
Romans chapter 2, verse from 25 to 29.
罗马书第二章二十五到二十九节。
Any volunteer to read this?
请问有没有人能自愿念一下？
25 to 29, yeah. Yeah, the Paul gives it, Paul emphasizes about the truth, the concept of true circumcisions. And I'm sure because during the time of Paul, there's a lot of, I mean, the, a lot of members issue about the circumcisions.
保罗在这里, 很清楚地把真正的割礼定义, 讲清楚, 因为当时有很多信徒对这个割礼有
That's why, because end up they have a meeting in the Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15.
我们知道在使徒行传十五章最后他们有一个大会.
They conclude that under the grace of the Lord, we don't need a physical circumcision.
所有的使徒决定后来，就是在神的恩典之下，我们不再需要割礼了.
But at the same time, the spirit of circumcision is still within us.
可是这种割礼的精神我们一定要保持。
The circumcision is the circumcised our heart is change our heart, born again of our heart.
我们心里受割礼就是我们的心要重生。
So the, he mentioned about that if you want to be real Jews, it's Jews is not the outside of circumcision, but actually inner word of circumcision.
所以在这一段我们刚刚念的说，你要做真犹太人，不是光是肉体要做，而是心中。
So Christian's life is a focus on the inner circumcision of our life.
同样，做一个基督徒也是我们心中一定要做到。
Baptism is an inner circumcision of our heart. That is the beginning point.
从开始受洗。 这是一个出发点，就是从心中要受割礼。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, at that time we establish the new covenant between the Lord.
当时我们奉主耶稣基督名受洗的时候，我们就是开始跟神立了一个约。This
is the commitment of our life, and truly, as we commit ourselves, like just like in Deuteronomy chapter 10, the Moses mentioned about it. Love our God from our heart, also our mind.
我们就像刚刚在《生命记》十章那边讲到，我们要全心全意、全力的爱我们的神。So
the Paul mentioned about the Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书，保罗也讲到。He
mentioned about the importance of the circumcision in our Christian life.
他说，保罗说过对基督徒。
割礼在对基督徒的重要性。 In Colossians chapter 2,
哥罗西书第二章,
verse 11,
11节,
11 to 13,
11到13节。
Any volunteer? Thank you. Well, here Paul talk about the circumcision in the New Testament.
保罗在这里讲在新约中的割礼.
So the verse 11 he mentioned about this circumcision without hands.
在十一节说这是一个不是人手所行的割礼.
It's not related to flesh, but it is it's related to it actually in spirit.
这不是在肉体所做的事情，而是一个 灵里做的。
So the verse 12 mentioned having been buried with him, which means your own nature of flesh has died with him.
在十二节讲说我们要一同埋葬，就是我们原本属肉体的要死去。
And the new one came out, rise from the death.
那复活的就是一个新的灵出来。
The faith in the working of God who raised him from the death.
那是因信叫那从死里复活的神的功用。
The Christian, think of Christian, the Christian faith is come from the faith of circumcision.
我们基督徒的信心就是要信这个割礼的信仰。
Establishing of the new covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们要跟耶稣基督建立一个新约。
So, whole things our life has to be changed.
我们一生都需要改变。
That's why we call the born again Christian.
所以我们说这叫做重生。
Yes, we have a flesh within us, yet our Christian life to be a new life.
虽然我们还带着肉体，但是我们要过一个新生活。
But then we know that there is a life of connecting with the flesh.
虽然我们的生命跟肉体有连接。
We constantly need this flesh to be subdued by the helping of the Holy Spirit.
可是这个肉体就要服从灵的带领。
Then we can submit to the Spirit of God.
这样我们才能够一直顺服神的灵。
So that we can continue to grow our faith and I'll continue seeking God in our Christian life.
这样我们信仰才能成长，然后继续追求神。
If we do not follow the way of life of circumcision,
要是我们不追求这个真正割礼的生活的话
，Naturally we followed our flesh.
我们就自然会。追求我们肉体。
If we follow the flesh, then what happens is we cannot offer ourselves.
我们只是依靠肉体的话，我们就不能够牺牲自己。
Our offering cannot acceptable to God.
这样表示我们所献的祭不能得到神的喜悦。
Then eventually, our heavenly kingdoms and us to be gap and closed.
这样我们跟天国就会有一个距离，到最后没有办法进入。
We cannot understand God's will. We cannot understand what God means to us then.
因为我们不能够明白神对我们的旨意。
No longer our life to seeking holiness, but we just be like a Gentile then.
因为我们就不会继续追求圣洁，而跟外邦人一样了。
At the beginning, we don't see the difference actually.
在开始。刚开始可能看不出差别。
They eat the three meals, we eat the three meals.
他吃三餐饭，我也吃三餐饭。
They seeking for life, you know, the success in this world. I also seeking the success in this world.
这个人在生活努力要做要有成就，我也是同样。
The only difference is we come to Sabbath day, you know.
唯一个不同点只是我安息日来聚会。
The concept and also the structure of understand everything be like the same like others. Of course, at the same time, we have some part is Christians.
要是我们的心态、思想和所有价值观都跟外面人一样，这样的话，也就没有差别了。
But we never turns our life like a very hard to be defined ourselves who we are then.
这样我们就没有办法定义我自己是谁。
It's an impact in our offering to God, in our attitude and everything. Then the gap of difference continue to be far distance.
因为这样子我们没有办法把我们真正的能够奉献给神，那我们跟天国就越来越远了。
The one of the problem when the Joseph when he was run away from his brother for 20 years. He's in staying in his uncle's place for 20 years.
Jacob,
yeah.
雅各他逃离他兄弟，所以到他舅舅家住了二十年。
But eventually, he also been the influenced by from there.
在舅舅家那里住的这么久，他也是受了一些
He forgot that he later he promised to God, I want to come back to Bethel, I want to offer to God.
他忘记他当初跟神许的诺言，说我要回到伯特利来奉献。
And after 20 years, he faded away this promise to God.
所以二十年，他慢慢忘记他以前的 诺言。
The one time he offered to God, but God doesn't accept his offering.
有一次他献祭，神却没有接纳。
Let's look at the Genesis chapter 33.
我们看创世纪三十三章。
Genesis chapter 33.
创世纪三十三章。
Chapter 33, verse 18 to 20.
十八到二十节。
Can I volunteer to read for us? Chapter 33, verse 18 to 20. Yeah, 18 to 20.
创世纪三十三章十八到二十节。
Thank you. This time, actually, he came back to the land of Canaan.
这个时候，雅各已经回到迦南地了。
Actually, he erected. He says he built altar.
在这里说神，他在这向神建了一个坛。
But God never responded to this altar.
但是神却没有回应他。
God doesn't say anything, any words upon to him.
神没有跟他没有显现给他。
But chapter 34, you find out that here, actually, it's a kind of a sad things that happen in his household.
接下来第三十四章，我们就看到他家中发了一个很悲哀的悲剧。
Because his daughter Dina was raped by their own people.
因为他唯一的一个女儿。Dina被强奸。
Because of that, the Jacob's older brother, they gathered together, killed all these town people.
结果Dina的兄弟们就聚起来，把这城里的人都杀了。
There's not any gods within this kind of a situation there.
所以在这个事件当中，我们看不到神的作为。
Later, God showed up to him.
最后神才显现出
来。That's what happened. That's what the incident, chapter 35.
这就在三十五节的时候有记载。
Chapter 35, verse 1, God said, Now you go up, arise, go up to the Bethel.
在这里三十五节第一节，神对雅各说，起来，上伯特利那里去建一个坛。
I expect you to build the altar in the Bethel, not that place.
我是期望你到伯特利建坛，而不是在这原来的地方。
At that time, the Bethel, at that time, the Jacob, he understood what it meant.
那个时候，雅各听了这个话，他明白什么意思了。
And then he realized that the offering is important.
他才明白原来他的奉献很重要。
So the first thing is chapter 35, verse 2 is to cleanse his household.
所以在第二节，雅各所做的第一件事情叫整个家。家人都要除掉，都要自洁，还有除掉偶像。
And then he reminds God's grace.
然后他提醒，在纪念神对他的恩典。
And also the all the idols removed from the household.
而且他把家中所有的外邦神都除掉了。
And then he built the altar in the Bethel and he offered to God.
然后他在伯特利才建一座。然后奉献给神。
And then this offering after that God responded to him.
他奉献在这里奉献之后，神才回应他。
The Christian offering is very important.
所以我们基督徒的奉献是很重要的。
If our attitude and our lifestyle not circumcised,
要是我们过一个生活是没有受割礼一样的
生活。It's not we just go to Saturday, we just, you know, we offer to God, it seems like God accept our offering.
然后我们就这样子去安息日，在做奉献，好像表面上好像神有接纳。
Offering is our life offering.
我们要奉献是整个我们人生要献给神。
During the time of Jesus, we know that a lot of people they do not know meaning of offering actually.
我们知道在基督时代的时候，也有很多人还不明白什么叫做奉献。
So when the Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman.
所以耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人这样说，
God is a spirit.
神是灵。
And then the those who worship him must worship in spirit and the truth.
所以要敬拜他一定要以真实诚真实跟灵敬拜。
Actually, God looking for the people who true worshipers.
因为神所要拣选的就是这个
that means
这样的人。
Not that many people at that time are really seeking God and really seeking the true offering.
耶稣的意思就是说，当时并没有很多人这样的以真诚。
Many of the people's nature, they are close to God. It seems like all the Pharisees actually very, they're very fervent actually.
在表面上，其实法利赛人他们是非常热诚的。
But the truth is missing out of them.
但是他们心中却没有真没有真理。
So for us also same thing. We are Christian life. We are being believers many years.
对我们来说也是同样的。我们已经信主这么多年。
That we need God's response from out of our suffering, our offering.
我们需要神在我们奉献之后有所回应。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12 and finish up. Romans chapter 12, verse
1 and
2.
罗马书十二章第一第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is.Which is good and acceptable and perfect. We know that this verse many times we repeat it actually.
我们常常提到这两节。
Every time we come to the Lord, we have to remind ourselves, am I is acceptable to God when I offer myself is truly the living sacrifice?
我们每次到神面前一定要这样问自己，我真的把我所有的心全心全意的献给神吗？
During the time of Jeremiah chapter 4, you know those Israelites, they offered to God at that time.
在耶利米书第四章，我们知道以色列人民他们也献祭给神。
I don't think that these people just don't do anything.
我们不，我他们其实没有说什么都不做的。
Because their offering is unacceptable to God.
但是他们所献的祭，神却不能接纳。
Because of their mind setting.
因为他们的心态。
Jeremiah, we can continue next week, but chapter 4, God mentioned about their attitude as an issue.
因为在第四章，神有讲到他们的态度完全不对。
And we are, we know that we live in this world.
我们知道我们活在这世上。
That we have the born again Christian.
我们一定要过一个重生的生活。
So that we can renew our heart.
这就表示我们的心要不断的更新。
Truly be like a born again Christian.
做一个真正的重生的基督徒。
So we can glorify God.
这样我们才能够荣耀主。
We're going to pray together.
我们一同祷告。
That God can continue to bless us and all the brothers and sisters.
愿神能够祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
Continue to help our church and also we have next week, we have evangelical service also.
也求主耶稣带领这教会，尤其是下个礼拜有这个福音，特别福音聚会。
As God can help us for our next week event also.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们下个礼拜的活动。
要总的要让我们 pray together.
我们一同祷告。
In the name of Jesus.